Welcome to the Ask Your Mom podcast. I guess this will be episode 2. Since I did the first one by myself, I have Cameron here with me. Say something.
Hello.
Cool. Still trying to get everything figured out. We don't have any mics or anything. We're kind of just winging this off of a MacBook, so probably sounds terrible, but we're getting there. We're going to figure something out. Couple topics today. Pokemon Monopoly.
I'm not feeling so good about that.
No, you don't like board games?
Mm-mm.
We never really play board games, so it'd be kind of cool to have a board game that we're both kind of into.
Mm.
No?
I guess.
Not feeling it, you guess? Maybe?
Yeah, no, not really.
It's kind of cool, man. The other thing we got to look at is the Lego Batman 3 trailer, which just came out. Looks kind of cool.
To be honest, I've never seen it because I was just at my friend's house for like...
Never seen it? I'll have to pull it up for you. Actually, let's knock this out of the way right now, and I'll have you watch it, and we'll see what your reaction is.
Peggy 7.
So, that's pretty cool. What do you think?
I say it's pretty good, but I think they need to stop making Batman games now.
Why is that?
Well, they just made 2 right now. The first one wasn't good at all.
Really?
Not good.
Yeah, like it.
Because you get to be the villains. Like, you have to switch dimensions and be a villain. Like.
Really?
Yeah, that's dumb. Because I've beaten the game.
Well, it's like time travel movies are stupid.
Yeah.
Anything that's like time travel or multiple dimensions is weird.
Yes.
What about the second one?
Second one, it was okay.
Okay. Yeah. So not really high hopes for the third one, huh?
No.
All
right. They need to stop making them, for sure.
No Pokemon Monopoly? No?
If you want to talk about it...
We don't really play board games anymore.
No.
It's hard to...
Only if you go to a friend's house or something like that.
Yeah, it's hard to get everybody together and, like, sit down around a board game. It doesn't really happen that often anymore. So, but I think this will be kind of cool. I mean, look at all... They've got the pieces. They've got, like, Pikachu there, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and everything. So...
But I wonder how much it's going to cost, though.
It's cool. It's $45. Wow. I think that's what it says. Yeah, $45.
Off.
No, that's how much board games cost nowadays. They're ridiculous.
Man, that sucks. If kids want to play board games, they should be able to get it for like $20 or something. Not freaking $45. Like, really? What have you guys done?
The next thing is we're waiting on Destiny.
Yes.
Pretty sure a lot of people are. Have you heard about the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge going around?
Yes, I have.
You've seen, like, all your YouTubers and stuff do it?
Yes, I have.
So Destiny, they thought it was a cool idea to release their own version of it. Let's see if I can pull it up here. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, you know, Bungie's, they have a sense of humor, so it's pretty cool. And, of course, now I can't find it.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, but it's cool the way they did it because they used an actual character from the game to do it. instead of like a real life person, it's
yeah,
it's a character. It's really cool.
Oh, right here. Is there a video of it?
Yeah, I'm gonna run the video real quick so you can see. And if you want to check it out, it's a joystick. They have a.
I was just about to say that. If you guys want to check the website out, joystick right there. Go check it out.
And of course, it's not loading for me for whatever reason.
The internet's running, I'll get live, but.
Yeah, that's how these things work.
Yeah.
Alright, so.
There we go.
Here's a video. And I'll throw it up.
That's funny.
It's funny, right? It's weird.
Yeah, because you know what else I saw?
What?
I actually saw Will Smith do it.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, which is
yeah, a lot of people. Do you know the guy that started that actually died? Like, last week?
What's his name?
He's round. I don't know his name. I should probably look that up and
yeah,
have some actual
that's a good
facts.
Idea.
But, I know he drowned, so it was kind of, it's ironic. Yeah, so, yeah, he was only 27, which is how old I am. It's kind of crazy.
That's crazy, like.
Corey Griffin, he started the whole campaign. He drowned by, he was on vacation. And, yeah, so it's funny, yeah, he started this thing where...
And then a week later, drowned.
He drowned, like, so it's, yeah.
What's his last name, Griffin?
Yeah, yeah, make all your Family Guy jokes, go ahead. okay, so on to something else. So, a little bit about us. I'm 27 years old, here in New York. Not much to do in upstate New York.
Nope.
Cameron, you're
a typical 9-year-old.
You're 9. yeah. We just thought we'd make this, you know, hang around and give us a reason to sit down and talk and have discussions about things that happened during the week.
Yes, very much.
School starting soon.
Oh god. You just had to say that.
It's the last thing you want to talk about, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very last thing on my list.
Yeah, but I mean, Destiny launches when school starts, so at least you'll have, like...
When I get home, I could be playing Destiny all day.
Yep, you'll have something to start off with. What do you think you want to start off with in Destiny?
What class?
Yeah, what class do you think you want to start off with?
Either Warlock or Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm not really... Because I had a level 8.
Yeah.
Freaking, Titan. I didn't like the supercharge for it. I did not like it. Because he just jumps up and just smashes the ground.
Yeah, but with every one of those, they get upgraded as you go. So it starts off kind of sucking.
Yeah.
But then as you get up in tiers, it gets better and better.
Yeah, the reason I want to do Warlock is because you can glide.
The level cap is 30. Isn't that cool?
I thought you said it was 20.
It was 20, and then you can upgrade to 30. So it's pretty cool.
Dang.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm a Warlock. Have been since Alpha. That's pretty much the only thing I'm really looking forward to the most. I know you're looking forward to...
Little Big Planet 3.
Little Big Planet 3. They have some new characters in there and stuff.
Yeah,
instead of just, like, the little ragdoll guys. Sackboy?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do they have now, do you know? What are the new characters?
They have...
There was, like, a rabbit or something. I saw
no,
that.
It was
no?
A dog.
A dog.
And then a bird, and then this giant guy that's pink, and he can turn into a small guy.
Yeah. There was a bird that could fly, and it could, like,
yes.
Carry you.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do. That's pretty neat. Anything else coming out that intrigues you? Anything else? That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Advanced Warfare is kind of the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I saw multiplayer for it. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, there's no campaign in it at all.
Yeah, but what's...
What's this?
And I heard there's going to be zombies in it.
Crazy. Yeah. They'll make... They'll make some
but what's gonna be the third game mode? That's the thing.
Well, I don't know. Probably nothing. To save money. I don't know. Yeah, that's all the topics I had written down for now. This one's not going to be a very long one because we're just kind of getting our bearings.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure everything out. And you know, oil the bearings a little bit and try to get used to talking. Because you're kind of,
Yeah. We'll quiet guy.
Yeah, that's it for this one.
If you have a PlayStation, let us know.
Okay.
And you can play Destiny with us.
There you go. See, that was perfect. That's all you gotta do. stay tuned and...